Typhoon Haigupit has made landfall in the Philippines. Hundreds of thousands of people there have evacuated their homes ahead of the powerful storm. The storm's projected path takes it through some of the same areas that were devastated by Typhoon Haiyan just over a year ago, and that storm killed thousands of people and displaced millions more. Aurora Almendral joins us on the line from Manila. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
What's happening at the moment?
Typhoon Haigupit has made its first landfall in the city of Dolores in eastern Samar, which is the same coast that took the first landfalls of Typhoon Haiyan. And there have already been reports of small landslides, downed trees, blown off roofs, power outages, and small floods along the eastern seaboard.
We mentioned that hundreds of thousands of people have evacuated their homes. Where do they go?
There are a lot of people who are evacuating voluntarily. Some of them are going to hotels, to relatives' houses. Others are evacuating to official shelters, schools, churches, things like that. And there are even reports of people in Samar who have evacuated to caves. They're just trying to get as far away from the possible storm surge area as possible. A large part of Tacloban is on a small, narrow peninsula, and the entire area was completely devastated by Typhoon Haiyan. That neighborhood, which had used to be very densely populated, is completely empty now. Anyone who remained there has left and moved somewhere else. They've gone to evacuation areas that they hope will be safer than their homes.
Yeah. So the experience of that previous typhoon is helping to inform people about what to do now?
Absolutely. The typhoon is still very fresh in people's minds. The devastation was so great that even a year afterwards, even a small rain would cause fear and panic. So something like this is really affecting them. It's really affecting the way that they're responding to the reports of the storm. So in Tacloban and in other parts of the Philippines, there's a culture of men staying behind to keep an eye on the house while the women and children went to evacuation centers. And from what I understand, that's not happening now. Everybody has left. They're prioritizing their lives over their possessions. And officials are monitored the area up until the last minute just to make sure everybody got out in time from the coastal areas.
A major storm every year, though, doesn't give any area a chance to rebuild, does it?
No, it really doesn't. I was just there less than a month ago for the one-year anniversary of Typhoon Haiyan, and the mayor characterized the city as being about halfway rebuilt from the devastation of that storm. And many of the houses are still flimsy and transitional. Some of the larger houses, they have just been finished getting renovated. So the recovery is expected to take 3 to 5 years. But instead, they're getting another storm within 13 months, and it's likely to be pretty devastating.
Aurora Almendral, reporting from Manila. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.